57.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the fourth hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, this time of the year, there's so many things that have to be done. Temperatures are accelerating and speeding up some of the growth of some of the insects. Some of the fertilizers, due to the heat, are not lasting as long. So I thought I would get a friend of mine, Trey Smith. He's from the Fertilome Company, to give you some ideas of what you should be doing at this time of the year and to help you to have a better looking plant. Trey, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this day?
Terrific. A little bit warm. Going to be another hot one. But I guess we will all survive. I just wish we could take about 10 degrees off of each day and save it for January, February, and March.
Yeah, just a couple of degrees. The weeds seem to love this weather more than anything.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, we all do. Let's begin with our roses and our flowers. Tell us about what Fertilome has done that will help our roses and flowers to be much stronger and look better.
Well, you know, as you know, we've been talking a lot about systemics and stuff that you don't have to spray that has less environmental impact and gets chemicals everywhere. Well, Fertilome has combined a good solid rose food, which is a 14-12-11, with some slow release, but it's combined it with systemic insecticide, same one that we use on some of the trees. So you spread the as you would fertilizer around the base of your roses, and you not only feed them, but you allow the plant to uptake its own defense against the bugs that are coming out this time of year.
And this is a good time, because if you live in the Northeast, you've got to get your roses fed now, because you cannot feed them during September, because you want the plant to get ready for the winter and to get tough. So get your roses.
Sure, you want to harden off all the new buds that pop out. And I just prune my roses, my shrub roses, a little bit late, but not too late, because I want them to come back, like you said, and be able to harden off before winter hits.
Exactly.
But the bugs
now,
they love roses, don't they, Paul?
Oh, they sure do. And the aphids are all over the tips of the plants, and you end up with, you know, your plant's trying to make beautiful rose buds, and they're
right.
Covered full of aphids, sucking the energy out of it, and your flowers never form. Now, what do roses need that this product provides?
Well, it provides, as a systemic, it provides a defense against these. I would say it's more, anytime you use a systemic that you apply through the roots, you're ahead of the game, and you're providing a defense. So the aphid would have to land on the leaf, take a bite, before he's affected by the chemical. So if you use this throughout June, July, and August, and not too much, you want to use winterizer after that, you won't have these problems. If the bugs are actively feeding right now, it's a good idea to use some neem oil or triple action, you know, a low-impact insecticide for aphids.
Okay. And will it immediately control those existing insects? How long will it take? Once you put this new product around your roses and some of your perennials, too, How long does it take for the insecticide to get into the plant?
It generally takes 3 to 4 weeks, depending on how vigorously the plant's growing. And right now, they are growing vigorously. They're trying to overcome these insects. So about 3 to 4 weeks. And when you apply it through the season, do it every 8 weeks. So the insecticide and the fertilizer, because it has slow release and quick release, will last 2 months.
Great.
So you do it one time now, and then maybe once more in the fall, and then start again when spring comes, when they're growing.
Now, Fertilome has come out with a new grub control called Natural Guard. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's called Natural Guard Grub Control. It's not an organic product, but it is very safe and actually won the Presidential Award for Green Chemistry. And that's because the product that we use, the active ingredient, is not an organophosphate nerve poison. It actually mimics the grub's hormones that make it shed when they're going to hatch. So when this is put down in the spring and summer, the grubs that are in the ground think it's time to molt and hatch. They think it's next June, and they stop feeding, and then they're controlled that way.
Wow. So that's a very unique way. Yeah.
Yes, and it was formerly, the landscapers started using it as Mach 1, and the EPA studied it and found out how safe it is and thought that it was a better way for homeowners even to control grubs. And you know about grubs. I mean, if you have them, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you may soon get them.
Yeah, because as they mature, once we get into the end of August and September, and they've grown to a good size, then all of a sudden you'll have raccoons and skunks digging up the entire lawn looking for them.
Sure, yeah, raccoons, skunks, moles, blackbirds. In the past, my best cure for grubs was grass seed until I discovered this. Well, the nice thing about this product is it doesn't just control Japanese beetle larvae, and I know, especially in New England, we have a lot of northern mast chafer, European mast chafer, June bug beetles. They're not all the grubs of Japanese beetles. So this product does get them all.
Is this the time that we should be applying it?
Yes. This particular product, you don't want to wait for the grubs to start feeding. So anytime between late spring and late summer is a good time to do it. And that's why I like to talk about it on this time of year, because even now I can see beetles hovering over my grass after they've chewed up some of my grapes and other things, laying eggs. So now is a great time to do it.
So put it down and then water it in. Now, how long would you suggest letting the sprinkler run to change this powdered product to a liquid so it can get down into the ground?
I would say what I always recommend with watering lawns, don't do it short and light. Do it for an hour per spot at least. And that goes the same with regular irrigation.
Okay. Now, why is it in the Natural Guard label?
It's in the Natural Guard label because the mode of action of its active ingredient, which is, I could pronounce it, halophenazide. Like I said, it's not an organophosphate, which is a class of chemicals that kill insects. It's actually a hormone. It mimics a hormone. So it has very little impact on beneficial insects. We like earthworms and we like bees. And it also has no impact on humans. So it's a very safe chemical. I mean, life is chemistry, whether it's organic or not. So this has been studied, and what I like is it's not brand new. Like, when certain things come out, it's been out a few years with the professionals, and they've studied it and very happy with how safe it is.
So this is something that was used and still is being used by the professional landscaper who you would hire to come in and apply it to your yard. It's now available so that you can do it yourself, and it's something that's a lot safer than what's currently out there.
Exactly. And I've had a lot of customers come in that have been using the company that makes the bacillus that affects the grubs, and it works great, but we found mostly that safer, I can't remember the name of it, Paul, but it's the bacillus that affects the grubs. It's only getting the Japanese beetles. And we're finding there's a lot more different beetles that are out there. So, yep.
Yeah.
It's a constant battle.
This year at my house in Maine, we had so many rose chafer, which is in the beetle family.
Sure.
They were eating my perennials. They were eating trees. They were everywhere. So this product will take care of it, which is a good thing.
Absolutely. It'll take care of them for next year.
Now, speaking about the lawn. Oh, we're coming up on the break. When we come back, Troy, I want you to tell us about your lawn food, because yours is very unique because you add iron to it. And I want you to explain to our listeners why iron is important in the lawn. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Even on Saturday, DRAM watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of DRAM has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a DRAM rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. DRAM, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637. $818.50 for a half ounce or $409.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,637, $818.50, and $409.25.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityC-Energy.com, Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinitySeaEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Trey Smith from the Fertile Loam Company, and we've talked about their natural guard grub control, which is very, very unique and a lot safer to use to kill grubs if you want to stay natural. This is the way to go. We've talked a little bit about roses. Now, Fertile Loam has developed a lawn food that has iron. Now, why do we need iron, Trey?
Oh, well, iron is just a great way to green up grass without pumping too much nitrogen into it. And, you know, most of the time when we feed the lawn, and this has nitrogen too, you know, we feed it with the good number on the fertilizer and it gets green. The trouble is in the summer, even if you irrigate, when it's this hot, Paul, the grass really doesn't grow as quickly. And you'll notice when you're mowing that it's just not as many grass clippings. So iron will actually give the grass a deep green color without pumping too much nitrogen into it. And it works fast. Within a day or two after irrigating, you notice the iron has greened up your grass blades. And it's a chelated iron, which means it's processed in such a way that it'll last longer. Because normally a lot of iron foods just give you a quick green up and then they're done. But this is chelated so that it will slowly release over about a month or two.
Okay. Now, is this part of like a four-step program?
Yes. Actually, as we recommend, you know, when we're not like the big guys, different regions and different people have different ideas. But this is a great step three for summer. If you don't need to use insecticide, you shouldn't use it. But if you want to get your grass green, this is a great step three.
Now, one of the problems that all of us will be receiving shortly, if we already don't have them, I haven't noticed any in my garden yet, the tomato hornworms are going to be coming. And you have a product called Spinazad that is such a unique product. Tell us what you think about Spinazad.
Oh, love it, because it's derived from a natural product. I think it's from a fermented soil, so it is a natural product. And we actually put it in two different bottles. The one I like is in the Natural Guard bottle because they have the ready-to-spray hose end. But spinosad is safe for all things edible, and it gets all kinds of stuff fire ants, horn beetles, and it even gets mites a little bit. So it's natural, it's easy to use, and it's really not that expensive.
And it will not hurt beneficial insects. And I'll tell you, if you've got any kind of caterpillars, and I know this time of the year, broccoli is going crazy. There's nothing worse than cutting fresh broccoli from the garden, cooking it, and all of a sudden you get the little worms start coming to the surface.
And you don't want to use strong chemicals on your broccoli.
Exactly, because you're going to be eating it right off the bat. So any type of a caterpillar-type insects, on Colorado potato beetles, the Spinosad, the Spinosad, is a great, great product. And one last thing. This is a great time of the year to kill poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and the Japanese bamboo when it comes into bloom. You have come out with something called Killzall. Tell us what the difference is between other products and your Killzall.
Well, the main ingredient in Killzall, it used to be only in Roundup, and the patent ran out, and you can get this chemical called glyphosate, which is so good that Monsanto hasn't even invented their own soybean that's resistant to it. But ours is special because it's 41%, so you need less ounces per gallon, and it has the spreader sticker mixed in it already. So this stuff actually helps the liquid stick to the leaf so it can get pulled down into the roots and makes it rainproof within, you know, a half hour to an hour. So if it rains an hour after you spray, don't fret. The spreader sticker that's in Killzall will still help it work.
And if next time you go to your local garden center, look at the package for Roundup. It's 18%.
Right.
So this is 41%, so it's twice as strong. And because it's generic, it's a lot less money than buying Roundup. So it will save you money, and it's twice as strong. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you picked up some tips that will help you to keep your garden in better shape with that last interview with Trey. There are so many good products out there. That's one of the reasons that I do this, because I want you to learn about them, that you don't have to stick with the same product year after year and get so-so results. There are new things on the market every year, and they are better. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Mass with a question about peaches.
Judy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I came to your garden show this summer. I was so excited to see your garden.
Thank you.
My question today is, I have a peach tree that I'm just finishing harvesting today.
Okay.
Is it too late to prune it?
You should wait until spring, because every leaf is making energy for next year. And that energy is being sent down to the root system and stored. And then in the fall, the leaves that still have energy, as they change color, send all of that energy into the root system where it's stored for the winter. So if you prune now, your factory, which is the foliage, is going to be less productive, which means that in the long run, less growth and fewer pears to be produced next year. All of your commercial orchards do their pruning during March or early April. Some will even start in February. Apples, and for example, if the weather is nice in late February, they're out there and they're doing major pruning. The month of March, all of your commercial orchards are very, very busy because you want to get the pruning done before the new growth comes out, so that when that energy that's in the ground comes up the trunk of the tree and goes up into the branches, the ones that are no longer there, that energy will stimulate the dormant buds in the plant, give you some additional new growth, and your tree will be more compact, will be more productive, and will be stronger, so that if we do get the heavy snow, it will be better able to tolerate the weight of the snow. So wait until the springtime.
You had talked about pruning the peaches in July at one time. Is that not true now?
The thing that I want you to prune in July are any shoots that have grown out of that canopy of foliage. So if you've got a uniform foliage with branches that are a couple of feet taller than the rest of your branches, cut those down to the existing height, so that you end up with a more uniform-looking tree. And also, anything that's dead, anything that may be broken, and see, the problem with trying to do a lot of pruning at this time of the year, the tree itself is covered with foliage. And it makes it difficult for you to see if you have any crisscrossing branches that are touching and they're rubbing. When all the foliage is off, you have a very clear view of the entire canopy of your tree. You can see anything that's rubbing or anything that's crisscrossing and could be a problem in the future. So for now, just prune anything that's out of the ordinary, all of the suckers that may be developing at the base of your plant, or if you have any branches that are growing straight up in the air, they're called water sprouts, and those can be removed at this time of the year. But to give you a good shape and to clean the tree, March is the target time for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Very, very, very good question. And thank you for supporting the garden tour and coming. And I hope that you picked up a few ideas for your garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Mass with a question about spider mites.
Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Good down here.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, hi, Paul. I have a problem with spider mites in my Alberta spruce. I'm wondering what I can do with that. I had tried spinosad, and they still seem to be there.
Yeah, the best product for spider mite during July and August when it's hot is something called all-season oil.
Either
all season or horticultural oil.
Okay.
Okay. And what you want to do, do it early in the morning while it's still not really, really hot out. And, I mean, saturate that plant until it drips. What the all-season oil or horticultural oil will do is it will coat the skin of the insect and the eggs of the insect plug up all of the pores, and the insect will not be able to breathe, and the eggs need to get air into the shell because those air pockets have been blocked with oil. They are smothered, and they will not hatch. And right now, if you're noticing them, what I would do is give them a good spray, wait a week, do it again. And the reason is this. Spider mite at 80 degrees will go from an adult to laying eggs, the eggs maturing and becoming adults in 5 days. When you hit 90 degrees, it happens in 3 days. So you can see why they multiply so quickly. No other insect can multiply as quickly as spider mite.
So yeah, I appreciate that. Yep.
So get that oil and really, really soak it.
Okay.
And then come back a week later and do it again.
Yeah. Can I ask you one more question about a fig tree?
Yes.
And watering it? How often should
yes.
I be doing that?
Is it planted in the ground or is it potted?
It's in the ground. Yeah, it's in the ground. It's loaded with figs. I hope that they'll mature in time this year. I didn't get them to mature last year because it was planted early. But I'm a little leery on how often I should be watering it now.
Okay. I have a fig, and in Maine, they're not winter hardy. So mine is in a pot. And I water mine at least once a week, sometimes twice. What I would do, though, is use a low nitrogen fertilizer. So what you want to do is get a food like fish emulsion or seaweed and
right.
feed it with that.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And the reason is if you feed it with a high nitrogen fertilizer now, it will stimulate new growth. And you don't want it to make any new growth. You want to put the energy into the ripening of the fruit. So a low nitrogen fertilizer. And I would do that every couple of weeks. And the other thing that you can do, too, and I did this last year with mine, like you, I had a lot of fruit that were late. So what I did is when they call for a frost and went down to the feed and grain store down the street from me, bought some burlap, and I just covered the plant with the burlap before going in for the night. And that way, if we got a frost, the plant was covered with the burlap. It extended the time for the figs to ripen, and I ended up getting most of them.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion, yeah. I'll do that and consider it. What about cutting off some of the small figs that are on there now, the tiny ones? Should I leave them all on, or should I prune it out a little bit?
If you've got a lot on there, like mine this year, I probably have twice as many fruit as I had. So what I'm going to do is there's some that are like brand new only in the last couple of weeks.
Exactly.
I'm going to snap those off. So if you've got a plant and let's say you put a pound of fertilizer on it and you have 100 fruit, then that fertilizer will be divided by 100. If you remove 25%, now that fertilizer gets divided by 75. So each of the figs will get more food to ripen sooner. So any of the really little ones, and you can tell, I mean, you've been growing it for a while.
Sure.
You know that they will never make it because you live in the Northeast. The season isn't long enough. If you lived in Florida, it wouldn't be a problem. But you live in New England.
Right.
So anything that's like a marble, break it off. That way all the energy will go to the others. They'll ripen faster. And just be prepared that when you get into September, even early October, that when they start calling for a frost, cover them for that evening. Take the covering off during the day, and that will give you extended time. Because some years, you can get a frost, let's say September 4th or 5th, and you won't get another frost until early October. So if you can eliminate that first frost, it could give you 2, 3, 4 weeks of additional growing time and giving you the added time needed for that fig to ripen properly.
Great.
Thank you. And remember, a low nitrogen. So either fish emulsion or liquid seaweed would be the best. Thank you. And enjoy those figs. I know I do. Whoa. And they don't taste like a fig Newton. Totally different animal.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Good morning, and welcome again to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Peter from New Hampshire with a question about scale.
Peter, good morning. Welcome
good morning,
to the
Paul,
Garden
how
Club.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, Paul, thank you. Quick question. We've got white scale, and it's just doing a job on a beautiful euonymus we have. And we had some fertilum, I think it's like dormant spray in summer something or other, hanging around. It's been hanging around for a while, and I've been using that. And, I'm not sure if it's doing the job. It might be, but, it's kind of hard, really, to be honest, kind of hard to tell. It seems like the scale is still there, but I don't know if it's just on the branches and it's just dead, or if the stuff is still active. And I've treated it a couple times, and I didn't know if I should keep going at it with a dormant spray, or if I should go to like a horticultural oil, or if you got something else in mind.
Okay. Do you have any of that scale on the foliage of the plant besides the stem?
Oh, yeah. It's really bad. I mean, it's on the branches, it's on the leaves. The leaves are dropping off on one side of the bush.
Okay.
It's bad.
What I want you to do, take your fingernail, scrape some of the scale off the stem or the leaf. And when you scrape it off, if you get a green or a yellow liquid that comes along with you scraping it off, is telling you that the insect is still alive.
Okay.
If the insect is dead, when you scrape it off, there will be no liquid in it because it has dehydrated it.
Okay.
Now, the problem with scale is when it lays eggs, so you let's say you went in last month. You sprayed the plant. You killed all of the adults, but the adults had already laid eggs, and the eggs were underneath the mother. So you sprayed the plant, you kill the mother, the eggs hatch, they crawl out from underneath the mother, and then they attach themselves to the plant, and they start sucking energy out of that plant. So it's something that you need to do several times. So the first thing I would do, scrape it to see if you're getting any yellow or a greenish or some kind of a fluid when you scrape it. Okay. If it's all dry, then they're all dead. Now, okay. This is a, the product that you are using is an oil. And like anything else, if it's been in your tool shed for the winter and for the summer, and it gets hot and cold, the product can go bad after several years.
Okay.
So if it's only a year or two old, it should be okay. But if it's 3, 4, 5 years old, it could be that that oil has begun to break down with the heating and cooling of summer okay. and winter, and the oil is no longer viable.
Okay. And that's been several years, too.
Yeah. Then I would go and I would buy an all-season oil. But first of all, scrape it. If there's fluid, they're alive. If you scrape it and they all come off and it's dry, they're all dead. And then what you need to do is you need to fertilize that plant so that you can get some energy into it because the foliage has been damaged by the scale. So the foliage can't make the food that it needs, and by you feeding it, you will be supplementing that energy to the plant to help it rebound.
Right. With the euonymus, would it be polytone or plant tone?
On euonymus, you want to use plant tone.
Plant tone with the euonymus? And,
yeah.
And, okay. And then, like, the all-season oil, does that mean, like, the horticultural oil, or is it, like, something else? Or, like, do you have a certain name for me that I should go after?
Horticultural oil and all-season oil are the same thing.
Okay.
The only thing that you cannot put on your plant at this time of the year is something called Volk. V-O-L-C-K, because that's a dormant oil. And if you put dormant oil in the middle of summer, it's too concentrated, and you'll burn all the foliage off your plant. So, all season or horticultural.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.